Hello.
Hey. Can you put me up for a few days, Sasan?
So what's happened now? Had an argument with your dad? Over what?
Nothing, it's private.
Give me a break. There are no secrets between us. Come on.
My father wants to get married.
As it happens, I always wondered why Haji Mohsen didn't want to settle down again, you know? Think of all the dancing at Haji's wedding.
You know, I'm really not in the mood for jokes.
You're always in a bad mood. If you ask me, it's because you're always moaning. What's all this got to do with you?
I can't tolerate it.
Because you always want to get their backup. Although he has been getting to you a lot lately.
She called today.
Hello, I want to talk to you, Saeed.
Right.
Who?
The one who wants to marry my father.
Really?
Sasan, would you mind giving me the key to your flat?
Look, I can give you the key to my flat, but...
But what?
Well, it's the first place your dad and Aunt Marzia will come looking for you. I'm just saying this for your own good.
So then why don't you just say that you don't want to?
Saeed! Saeed! That's not what I meant!
Reza, brother.
Hello, Bita. How are you? I hope it's not a bad time. No, not at all. I just called to ask how you are. No, I'm not at home right now. At the park. I had an argument at home. Yeah. So, how are you?
So, what are you going to do?
What I always was afraid would happen has indeed happened. Children making mistakes, and their parents not being able to handle the mistakes. And then you suddenly open your eyes wide and see that the enemy is standing in front of you. God help us.
Hello, Uncle. How are you? I'm fine. I'm in the streets. I'm sure they told you why. Where did you say you were? Okay, great. I'll come there. So what should I have done, Uncle? I left the house to stop arguing. I'm starting to think that the time has come to leave Dad. I mean, he can't stand me either. It would be better for him, too. And that way he can get married without any hassle.
Last night, when Marzia called and said you'd taken off, I completely froze. Then she started to explain, probably about the reasons, excuses, and what had passed between you and your dad, but I didn't even hear any of it, because it wasn't important. Either you were to blame, or your dad was. Or probably, like many times before, both of you were. Saeed, what's important is that you left the flat. Or did you think to yourself there's a better place than home to go to? Or is there someone better than your father who you can talk about your problems to? That's why I brought you here to tell you these things. If you think you've lost something at home, is it right to go looking for it in the streets?
(sighs)
Oh, my goodness gracious. Get up, Sayyid. Get up now, my son. Let's do our morning prayers and go. Come on, my Sayyid. God bless.
Hello, my dear Mariam. It's me again, but this time, it's early morning here. And I'm happy you know why. Toward the end, you were worried this would happen. Mariam, I promised you to be patient. To put up with all of it. Without complaining to anyone. But Mariam, I'm so tired. I can't go on. I just don't know what to do. I'm afraid. I'm afraid, my dear Mariam. I'm afraid that I've failed to look after those you entrusted me with.
Oh, hello there, Sasan. So what happened? You suddenly remembered I was out in the cold? Nothing in the street, the road, the gutter. What's the difference? I went to sleep. Come where? What for? All right, okay. Goodbye.
Excuse me, Mr. Karimi?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
You wanted to talk to me?
Yes.
Excuse me, it seems you've been waiting for a while.
No, just a few minutes.
Hello there, Bita. What, you're worried? So, I did something that made you worried. I'm okay now. Yeah, I've come home and everything is quiet and all. Why? What time is it? Okay, I'll be there in an hour or two. Yes, all right. I'll see you.
A long way. How come you've come so far to see me?
Well, an acquaintance recommended you. Satisfied customers are always the best advertisement.
Yes, thank God. Okay. How about Thursday? Does that sound good to you?
No, today if it's possible.
Unfortunately, today is not
whatever
possible.
Time you say.
Um Is between 1 and 2 o'clock okay?
Yes.
Very well, okay. Great.
Thank you. God bless you.
You didn't say what you want done.
I wanted to improve the lighting in the bookshop.
Uh-huh. Very well. Okay. I'll be there.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Hello?
Layla, dear.
What am I gonna do with you, Matab? Look, for God's sakes, it's just not right. Very well, 2 o'clock. Okay, 1 o'clock then. Oh, look, when he arrives, you call me, okay? Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
How are things?
I'll go and come back and tell you everything. Give me the keys, please. Till later.
Goodbye.
Hey, you've got a puncture.
Yavar, would you give me a lift, please?
Sorry, I can't, I'm afraid. You know, Layla says we aren't allowed to use the motorbike for personal errands.
Whatever you say, but I was just on my way to see my friend who can make you into a singer. Just your luck.
Saeed, I'm at your service. Wait. It's such a big mess, Saeed. Goddard is a backstabber. I mean, my fellow countryman. He's got 2 million of my money and he never even mentions it. I feel like slapping him in the mouth with the back of my hand so he gets one from me and one from the wall. In a while now, when I'm famous, I won't give any of them a second look. Not a single one. None of them, Saeed. All these studios have messed me around. A stranger helps me out, but my friends don't give me the time of day. I don't get it. They're either simple themselves or they're taking me for a ride. No, I mean it. They're really getting on my nerves.
Give it.
First, tell me what you want to do.
Give it to me and I'll tell you.
Tell me first.
So what's her number?
Whose number?
The one who wants to marry your dad.
Give that back to me.
Let's be honest, isn't all this crankiness because you want to get rid of her?
Yeah.
But you haven't yet. With the plans that your aunt and uncle have made, any day now you will go home and find there's one more in your family. And then you won't be able to do anything.
No.
Give me the phone.
Tell me what you have in mind.
Well, she wants to talk to you, right? So that's what we're gonna do. Dial her number.
Just don't say anything rude.
Hello, how are you? Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Saeed. Yes, it seems you want to see me. Where now? Yes, all right. That's fine, I'll be there in an hour. Yeah, thanks. That's fine, goodbye.
You arranged to meet her. I'm not going. I won't go.
Don't worry. Hello. Are you Nahid?
Hello. And you?
I got in touch with you just now.
I know you contacted me, but I was waiting for Saeed, you know.
Well, you see, I'm Saeed's friend. Saeed wanted me to give you a message, and... You see, he's a bit shy, so he asked me to talk to you in his stead. Is that okay?
Please go on. I'm listening.
Have you seen the film Life in Hell?
No.
Not seen it. I thought so. Well, then, have you seen the film Lost Peace?
What does all this mean, anyway?
Well, I'll tell you what it all means. Although I am sure you have good and pure intentions for becoming Saeed's stepmother, I think it won't be to your advantage.
Saeed said these things?
Yeah. He told me to tell you some other things, too. Said said to tell you that they have a lot of family problems. You know, their father is a bit unwell and, well, that's an understatement, more than a bit unwell. Another problem they have is that sometimes they make a lot of noise, although, well, they've been getting help for it, but to no avail, really. Unfortunately, it seems Said and Vahid are becoming just like their father.
So where is Said anyway? I want to talk to him myself.
It won't make any difference, you know. Me and Said are like one. He would say the same things. Anyhow, the thing is, miss, if you're after money, Said's dad is broke. If you're after peace and quiet, he hasn't got the best of temperaments. Don't fall for his appearance in class. If I were you, I would definitely ask around about him. Look, I had to say these things. I suggest that before you make a decision, you watch those two films. You have a good day now. Done.
So what happened?
She was a very good and reasonable woman. After she heard my reasoning, she agreed and apologized.
No way. You swear on your life?
Once more, Said's problem has been solved by Sessa. Let's get out of here. How are things at work?
Pretty good.
So you've settled in then?
Yeah, the work is good, the environment is not bad. For now, I have to do it.
That woman, what was her name?
Which one, you mean Layla?
So tell me, what was she like?
Nice. Have you seen her?
I told you, I've bought food from here a few times already.
Okay, well you're the best, thanks.
Cheers, my brother. Hello, hello.
Hey, what's up, Said?
Hey, Avar, you okay?
Hey, thanks.
I'm good.
So listen, no news from your mate?
Tell me, you can't remember where you've seen my friend before?
Oh, never mind about that. Is he gonna help me out or not?
Look, he can pull strings. If he wants to, he can do something for
you.
And I'm sure you have the talent and guts for it. I really like the quality of your voice.
Sure.
Just one more thing, Yavar. You just gotta work a bit on the feeling behind the words.
I'm on it.
Go for it.
I'll get them sent off to you.
Hello.
Hi. Where did you disappear to?
Sorry.
So, tell me what happened. I was really worried about you.
You serious? It's so nice to have someone to worry about you.
Well, when a coworker has a problem, you worry about them.
Oh, thanks a lot. But you can't imagine what a wreck I am. If I wasn't in danger of being sacked, I wouldn't have even turned up here.
I'm not much better than you. But I came to see you.
You mean you came here because of me?
It seems you don't believe that I was worried until morning.
No. Worried till morning because of me?
Of course. After your call, I got worried. I kept hoping that you had someone you could go to and stay with until morning.
Hold on. I just have to ask something. I'm sorry, but what happened that made you so worried about me?
It's obvious. I understand these kinds of situations. On the one hand, you want to sleep in a nice place, have something nice to eat. But on the other hand, you don't want to swallow your pride.
Well done. That's exactly how I felt last night.
Well, that's good for you, but you gave in and went home.
No. You're mistaken. My uncle came there. He's the oldest in the family. He said something that I just couldn't refuse.
All right. I was teasing. There's no place like home. What a nice shirt.
What are you talking about? This? My dad gave it to me as a present. He has no taste.
Which one should I believe? The fight or his present? Maybe he wanted to make peace.
No, this is from before the fight.
What was the argument about?
Just leave it.
Okay, then.
Come on, don't get upset. I'll tell you later.
It's not important. You're not obliged to talk about yourself or your family.
Shh, she'll hear us. Okay, I'll tell you then. My family is made up of my father, my brother, and me. My father has a shop, my brother is a student, and yours truly, I'm a university student.
You said your dad is rolling in it.
Rolling? He is, but, well, not money, just... Listen, Bita, tell me, have you ever had problems like the ones that I have?
Problems? No.
But you totally understood my situation. Mm-hmm.
That's because I'm intelligent.
Right.
What happened, Nahid? Why are you so upset? All right, then I won't mention marriage. Just tell me what's happened already.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Welcome.
Thank you, ma'am.
Please wait a few minutes. I'll be right back.
Hello? It's you, Matab. I'm on my way. Okay.
What are you thinking about?
About my dreams?
What dreams?
Get a house, a car, my own though. Invest in something. Get about 4 or 5 million a month. Go on 2 or 3 trips a year.
Alone?
No, with someone else.
Good. All your dreams are with another. Only God knows who the lucky girl will be.
Yeah, really. Only God knows.
Tell me, you don't want to make your dreams come true by working here. I'm sure you must have a good nest egg.
Of course. I've invested in something.
Really? Where? Will you show me?
Maybe one day.
Lucky you. You don't need the money from here like I do.
No. Right now, you know everything about my life, but you haven't told me anything about yourself.
No, I don't know everything. But from what you say, you want to live independently. Why, you haven't said.
There is no why. Everyone at some point has to strike out on their own.
Yeah, but you're in a hurry.
Well, truth is, you're right. There is a reason. My father wants to get married, and I'm in the way. I have to go. Okay, it's your turn. Hello.
Hello. Haven't you finished telling your story yet?
What story, ma'am?
What's going on?
Nothing, ma'am. I don't know if you've noticed, but he's been upset for a while. I just wanted to bring him out of it, that's all.
Why don't you just leave him alone?
It was him who wanted to pour his heart out.
Look, I've warned you a few times, you know.
Yes, ma'am. His dad wants to get married and Said has a problem with that. Really, that's all. I'm sorry.
Hello, Matab. No, I'm still here. I'm not coming. Listen to me. When Mr. Karimi's gone, you let me know. Call me, please. Don't say anything. I'll explain to you later.
I told you not to call me here. Don't you dare. What a creep.
Hey.
Yes?
Ms. Rahimi,
Mr. Azadi's daughter is having an engagement party on Thursday. Here's the list of food.
Yes, okay. Excuse me. Could I leave a little earlier? My dad is not feeling well.
Yeah, sure thing. Just arrange with Yavar to take your place.
Okay. Hello?
Hey. When are you here, Till?
What?
So what do you want here?
Food.
Really? What would you like?
Chicken.
Chicken? Sorry, but this isn't a restaurant.
Eh? I'll take it with me.
So go out and I'll bring it over to you.
I'm waiting.
Okay. Good boy.
We also have another order. Thanks a lot.
Mash, I need a chicken, please.
Sure, Saeed, son. Just a minute, please.
Thank you very much. No, that's okay. Hey, where did that guy go?
Who do you mean?
Nothing. I think he was sick. Where are you going?
I'm going to see my father. Bye for now.
Goodbye. Hello there, Uncle. I'm doing great. How are you? Tonight, I have some work to do. It'll probably be later. Okay, goodbye.
Here you go, Saeed-san. Here's your order. Deliver it and get back here quick.
Okay.
How come they brought this back?
Gorgeous! Get in then! Why are you teasing? Come on, Gorgeous! Get in then! Why are you teasing me?
Get lost!
What's past is past! Let it all go! Hop in!
Saeed! Saeed! God! Leave him! Leave him, Saeed! For God's sake, leave him! Oh no, Layla will see! Get up! Get
Come
up!
Here, you.
Don't hit him!
Did you know him?
Of course not. Why should I know him?
Just asking.
Are you crazy? So I see.
That's okay, I'll do it.
Here, you do it.
Hey. What happened to him?
Get the customer's food off of Saeed's bike and deliver it.
Over my dead body? Who was it? I'll punch him in the teeth so he cries like
Yavar.
A little baby.
What is it? What happened? How did this all happen in the first place?
I was waiting for a taxi and this guy started bothering me. And he came to my rescue, poor thing.
Get up and wash your face.
Do you want us to take him to the clinic?
Clinic? What for? It's just a scratch.
Oh, his shirt was new, poor thing.
What are you waiting for? Didn't you say your dad was unwell?
Uh-huh, yes,
go on, hurry up. Call a cab and go.
There you go.
Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
You're welcome. God bless.
Well, I've added some lights at the back of the salon.
Thank you for your trouble.
Thanks. Is there anything else I can do?
No, thanks. How much do I owe you?
Don't mention it.
Thank you.
$20,000.
Here you are, sir.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
God bless you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, brother.
Sorry, how are you? I put everyone in trouble last night, and you were up until the middle of the night?
Well, we could have stayed at home and sunk in depression.
I was worried about him too, you know. Marzia and Nima went looking for him, but they couldn't find him.
Yes, but I did find him, because it was important for me. I don't want him to get used to taking off.
Marzia saw everything that happened over there.
That doesn't matter. What matters is that your child storms out of the house and goes looking for a place or person to comfort him.
That's exactly what's worrying me, though.
What is more than troubling is that your boy thinks he's getting his answers from strangers.
Said's excuse for his bad behavior is me getting married. I'm sure Marzia has told you. And I don't want to give him that excuse.
Do you hear that, Brother Reza? That's what I meant before. I'm stuck in the middle between Said and Mohsen. You don't know how upset Nahid was when she called me. She's called off the whole thing.
Marzia, please don't start again with
this. Dear brother, this is surrendering. Do you really believe that you can actually change Said by doing this?
In my opinion, the best thing for the time being is to let things be.
All I want is peace and quiet, brother. Not arguing and fighting.
You're right. Peace and quiet have to return to that house. I've already spoken to Said. He's going to come here and apologize. Please, just don't let on you know. You should come to our house tonight. I don't want this bad feeling to fester between you.
Fine. Whatever it is that you say, sure.
I've got to go now. I have things to do.
Goodbye.
May God be with you. Brother, something very important has happened that you should know about.
What?
I thought that if I got Said and Nahid to meet each other, it would help to make things a lot better. Said was stupid enough to send Sasan in his place.
Tell me, what was the harm in that? You should have seen each other.
No, Matab, I thought about it and it just wasn't a good idea.
What's that got to do with it?
Considering what happened in the past. Anyway, from what I hear, it's good we didn't meet each other.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, son. What's new?
All's well. Ali Saburi's been here for about an hour.
All right. Hello.
Hello.
Please excuse me. It seems you've been waiting for an hour.
No, actually, I came a bit early.
Your coming early is understandable. I should not have come late. Please, sit down. So, what do you have to say?
I'm sure Mohsen has already spoken to you about this matter, hasn't he?
Yes. He said you wanted my permission to speak to Mairiana at university, but he didn't say what about.
He didn't, but I spoke...
You don't study the same subject?
No, she studies architecture, and I study agriculture.
So, do you want to talk about courses in university?
Thank you.
ask me how to put an end to this problem, I'd say just talk about it. Discuss it.
What can I say to him? If I speak to him, it's better, no?
Mohsen, you have to do it. But whatever happens, I'll bring up the subject tonight at dinner.
You know, brother, his beliefs are not as they were before. They are not as strong. It's been a while since I even saw him pray.
Well, at least he prayed this morning. Yes.
You know, Dad, I think it's good you invited Uncle and all. You can sit and have a heart-to-heart. Mom says dinner is ready, so call Saeed and tell him to come.
Okay. Give Saeed a call.
Okay. Answer the phone.
Please help yourselves. Try this sauce. Mona made it.
I cleaned the vegetables for it.
Well done.
I made the rice. So
I prepared the yogurt and the juice.
Watch out with that rice. There isn't an emergency room near here.
Saeed! Sleeping?
Put a sock in it. Are you blind?
What's that plaster for?
It was just a zit.
What about this? It seems your zit burst real bad.
Okay, don't get carried away. Get lost.
Why have you left it like that, making everywhere bloody?
Vahid. Where's father?
He's on his way up.
Vahid. Don't let him know. Good boy.
What was that?
Nothing.
Nothing? Let me see.
It's Saeed's shirt. It's bloody.
Bloody? What for? Something happened?
No.
But this bloody shirt here says something completely different. Have you been in a fight?
My friend was in a fight. I just tried to break it up.
But why?
This guy cut in front of us out of nowhere. My friend honked at him, but he got out and started swearing.
Uh-huh. So is that the reason why you didn't come to the get-together?
Of course.
Well, you at least could have called Uncle Reza and told him you were caught up.
Why, was it for me?
Whatever, your uncle really wanted you to be there.
Okay, so I'll definitely call him and apologize to him.
That's the right thing to do. Where did you say you got into a fight?
Outside uni.
In front of the university?
Dad, if you don't believe me, you can hire someone to follow me all day and night. You can ask them for a report. Who I was with, where I went, what I did, what I ate. Will that satisfy you already?
Very well.
yes. Hello, Beta. No, I'm fine. Thanks. No, I'm actually worried more about, you know, that other guy. So I'm gonna go to sleep now. I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
How are you?
I'm fine. No, really, it's nothing.
Does it hurt?
It'll be all right.
I was so worried I couldn't sleep.
You serious?
You see, you got in trouble because of me.
It was nothing. What have you gone and done?
Well, open it. Your family didn't say anything?
Well, as it happens, they encouraged me.
Seriously?
He said if one gives his life for helping another, he hasn't made a mistake.
Hey, what a cool father you've got.
Though he did say it depends on who you sacrifice it for. Wow, what a beautiful shirt.
Well, for someone who was ready to risk his life for me, it's nothing.
Thanks, but from now on, go home in a cab so this kind of thing doesn't happen again, okay?
Okay. And thanks for worrying about me. I want you to know that I worry about you too. I know you're not very happy at home.
She's here.
Okay, here's the address.
Saeed.
Yes?
Tell me, how's your cut?
Good, it's better.
Uh-huh. And your dad didn't get upset?
Actually, no, he didn't.
Uh-huh. Did you tell him that you work here?
No, I didn't tell him that.
Why?
Well, I thought to myself that I'm only here temporarily, so why should I upset him?
Uh-huh. Well, go and get on with your work.
Yes, ma'am.
Very well. See what I can do about it. I'll let you know. Goodbye.
What's going on?
No, nothing. It's the thing with my dad.
What thing?
You know he's in the hospital. I have a lot on my plate. I'm sorry.
Well, in the next couple of days, we'll go and visit him together.
No, thanks anyway. It's enough you're here for me. Thank you. Saba Catering Service. Oh, it's you.
Listen, can you talk right now? So do you think Layla saw us talking before? Okay. No, listen. I just wanted to tell you not to have dinner there tonight. No, I wanted to invite you to a restaurant for a bite to eat. That is, if you'd allow me to.
جاسون دل بریدی از دلی که پای تو گیره که از این بدترم باشی واسه تو نفسش میره نمیترسم اگه گاهی دامون بیاسم میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره که حتی از تو چشماشو یه لحظه
داری از دست من میری، با دستای خودت داری همه خستیم و میگیری. دو کردم تو رو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده، مگه میزار دلتنگی، مگه گگه امون میده.
مریضم کرده تنهایی، ببین حالم پریشونه، من اونقدر عشق میریزم که برگردی به این خونه. حسابش رفت از دستم، شبایی رو که بیدارم شاید از گریه خوابم با در و رو باز، در و رو باز میذارم. نمیترسم مگه گاهی دومون بیاثر میشه، همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه. تو رو دست خودش دادم که از خانم خبر دار، که تو از تو چشماشو